This is the Sakar Muli of 31st of May 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you have to study and teach others this study for as long as you live. The basis of your happiness and status is this study. Question. Which main virtue is needed for you to attain success in the service you do? Answer. Tolerance. You have to be tolerant in every situation. Get together and do service. Make lecture programs, etc. There will be many arrangements made to awaken human beings from their sleep. The children who are to become fortunate will study this with interest. Song. We have to follow the path where we keep falling, and so we must continue to be cautious. Om Shanti. With what thought do you children come here to Madhaban? What study do you come to study here? Whom do you come to? To Bapdada. This is something new. Have you ever heard of anyone going to Bapdada in order to study? In that too, a Bap and Dada, who are combined. It is a wonder. You are the children of the wonderful Father. You children neither know the Creator nor the beginning, middle, and end of creation. You now know that Creator and creation, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You experience happiness and claim a status in the future, to the extent that you understand this and also explain it to others. The main thing is that we now know the Creator and the beginning, middle, and end of creation. Only we Brahmins know this. For as long as you live, you must have the faith that you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris and are claiming your inheritance of the whole world from Shiv Baba. Whether you study fully or only a little is a different matter, but at least you know that you are his children. Then the question of studying or not studying arises. The status you receive is according to that. As soon as you come into his lap, you have the faith that you will claim a right to the kingdom. However, there can be a difference of day and night in how you study. Some study and teach others very well and wouldn't think of doing anything else. Just to study and teach others will continue till the end. In the student life of a physical education, their studies don't continue till the end. There is a fixed length of time. You have to study and teach others for as long as you live. Each of you has to ask yourself, to how many people have I given the Father's, the Creator's introduction? Human beings are human beings. To look at, there is no difference between them. There is no difference in their bodies. This study echoes inside your intellects. To the extent that you study, you experience happiness accordingly. There is the feeling inside you that you are to become the masters of the new world. We are now going to the gates of heaven. Constantly ask your heart, how much difference is there in me? The Father has made me belong to him and completely changed me from what I was. Everything depends on how you study this. Human beings can become so elevated by studying. Any status they receive here lasts for a few moments. There is nothing in that. It is as though it is useless. there was no character developed through those studies. You are now becoming so elevated through this study. Full attention has to be paid to this study. Those who have it in their fortune put their hearts into studying. They also inspire others in different ways to make effort in studying this. They feel that they want to teach them and make them into the masters of paradise. You people beat your heads so much and have to continue to beat your heads to awaken human beings from their sleep. These exhibitions are nothing. As you make further progress, many other facilities will be created to help you explain to others. The Father is now making you pure. Therefore, pay attention to his teachings. You have to remain tolerant in every situation. Have a get-together among yourselves and create programs for lectures, etc. We can explain very well with just the topic of Alpha. Who is God, the Highest on High? You could give a lecture on Alpha for 2 hours. You also know that you experience happiness when you remember Alpha. When you children pay less attention to your pilgrimage of remembrance and you don't remember Alpha, you definitely do experience a loss. Everything depends on remembrance. By remembering him, you reach heaven. By forgetting him, you fall. No one else can understand these things. No one knows Shiv Baba at all. No matter with how much splendor they worship him or remember him, they understand nothing. You receive so much property from the Father. People on the path of devotion beat their heads so much in order to receive a vision of Krishna. Okay, so they had a glimpse. Then what? There was no benefit in that. Look what everyone else in the world is following. It is as though you are drinking pure sugar cane juice and everyone else is just sucking the used sugar cane. You are now drinking this sugar cane juice and filling your stomachs and experiencing happiness for half a cycle. Everyone else is sucking the used sugar cane of the path of devotion and continuing to come down. The Father is now inspiring you with so much love to make effort. However, if it is not in their fortune, they don't pay attention. Neither do they pay attention themselves, nor do they allow others to pay attention. They neither drink the nectar, nor do they allow others to drink it. Such activity of many people continues. If you don't study well and don't become merciful and benefit anyone, what status would you claim? Those who study and teach others claim such a high status. If you don't study, you know what status you will claim as the result of your progress. At that time you will feel that Baba really did give you so many warnings. While sitting here, it should enter your intellects that you are sitting with the Unlimited Father. He comes from up above and teaches us through this body, as he did in the previous cycle. We are now once again sitting in front of the Father. We have to return home with him. He is not going to leave us behind. The Father will take us back with him. This old world is to be destroyed. No one else knows these things. Later on, they will understand that this old world is going to end. They won't be able to receive anything then. No one else knows these things. it will then be too late. Everyone has to settle their accounts and return home. Only the sensible children know this. True children are those who follow the mother and father and are present in doing service. Just as the father does spiritual service, so you have to do the same. Baba praises the children who constantly have this one concern. You have to become like them. Everyone has a teacher. You all come here too. The big teacher is sitting here. How will you be able to reform yourselves if you don't even remember the Father? This knowledge is very easy. The cycle of 84 births is so easy, and yet you have to beat your heads so much. The Father explains everything so easily. Remember the Father and the cycle of 84 births, and your boat will go across. Give everyone this message. Ask your heart, to what extent have I become a messenger? The more people you wake up, the greater the prize you will receive. If I am not waking up others, I too must surely be asleep. In that case, the status I receive won't be that high. Baba repeatedly says that every evening you should look at your chart of the whole day. You also have to keep busy doing service. The main thing is to give the Father's introduction. The Father made Bharat into heaven. It is now hell, and it is now once again to become heaven. The cycle has to turn. You have to change from Tamo Pradhan to Sato Pradhan. Remember the Father, and then the vices will be removed from you. There are very few people in the Golden Age. Later in the kingdom of Ravan, the population grows so much. The 900,000 at the start of the Golden Age gradually increase. Those who are initially pure then become impure. In the Golden Age, there is the pure family path of deities. Those same ones then become those of the impure family path. This cycle has to turn according to the drama. You are now becoming those of the pure family path. Only the Father can come and purify you. He says, "Remember me, and your sins will be absolved." You were pure for half of this cycle. Then, when Ravan's kingdom started, you became impure. You now understand these things. We too were not worth a penny. We have now received so much of this knowledge. It is this knowledge that completely transforms us from what we were. All other religions will be destroyed. Everyone will die just like animals. When there is snow, so many animals and birds die. There will be natural calamities as well. Everything will be destroyed. Everyone is already dead. Whatever you can see now with your physical eyes, it will no longer exist. There will be very few people in the new world. You have this knowledge in your intellects. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, is giving you your inheritance of this knowledge. You know that there is now nothing but rubbish in the whole world. We became so dirty in the rubbish. Baba is removing us from the rubbish and making us beautiful. We souls will shed these bodies and become pure. The Father teaches everyone the same study, but some people's intellects are completely dull, so they are unable to understand anything. This too is fixed in the drama. The father says, if it is not in their fortune, what can I do? I give everyone the same teachings. They study number-wise. Some understand everything very well and explain it to others and make the lives of others as valuable as diamonds. Some don't do this at all, and yet they have so much arrogance. Scientists have so much pride in their intellects. They want to explore what's above and beyond the sky and what's in the depths of the ocean. The father says, there is no benefit in any of that. The people who are proud of their science are beating their heads for nothing. They receive big salaries that they continue to waste. It isn't that the golden Dwarka emerges from down below. This cycle of the drama continues to turn. Then, when the time comes, we will go and build our palaces in the new world. Some become very amazed and ask if the same buildings will be built again. Definitely. The father shows you how you will once again build such golden palaces. There is a lot of gold there. Even now, in some places, there are mountains of gold, but that gold can't be dug up. In the New World, there were plenty of gold mines, but they are now empty. Look at the cost of a diamond today. Today it costs so much, whereas tomorrow it will become like a stone. The Father tells you very wonderful things and also grants you visions. You children should keep it in your intellects that it is now 5,000 years since you souls left your home, called the Land of Liberation. People on the path of devotion beat their heads so much in order to receive liberation. But you now understand that no one but the Father can grant liberation. No one but He can take you back with Him. You children now have the new world in your intellects. You know that this cycle has to turn. You must not get involved in any other matters. Simply remember the Father. Tell everyone, remember the Father and your sins will be absolved. The Father made you into the masters of heaven. You celebrate my birthday, Shivajanti. How many years has it been since then? It is a matter of 5,000 years since you became the residents of heaven. Then you went around the cycle of 84 births. This drama is predestined. I come and explain the world cycle to you. You children now remember this very clearly. We are the most elevated actors. We are playing our parts with Baba. We are following Baba's Srimat and staying in remembrance of him and making others become like ourselves. Those who became this in the previous cycle will do so again. You continue to watch as detached observers and also inspire others to make effort. In order to have constant enthusiasm, sit in solitude every day and talk to yourself. This peaceless world will now remain for only a short while longer. Then there will be no mention of peacelessness. No one will even ask how there can be peace of mind. Everyone is now looking everywhere for peace. However, only the one Father is the ocean of peace. No one else has this peace. Let this knowledge echo in the intellects of your children. To know the Creator and creation is called having this knowledge. One is for peace and the other is for happiness. You receive happiness through wealth. If human beings don't have money, they feel useless. So much sin is committed for money. The Father gives you infinite wealth. Heaven is gold and hell is stone. Atcha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dana 1. Make time to sit in solitude and talk to yourself. Make yourself enthusiastic. Together with doing service to make others become like yourself, practice becoming a detached observer as you watch each one's part. 2. Remember the Father and reform yourself. Ask your heart, have I become a messenger? How many am I making become like myself? Blessing. May you become a flying bird and claim a first number in the final result by making elevated effort. In order to claim a first number in the final result, 1. Have imperishable disinterest from your heart as you burn away the things of the past and the seed of old sanskars. 2. Make a vow always to observe the godly disciplines and codes of conduct from Amrit Vela till night time. 3. Be a constantly great donor with your thoughts and words and in your relationships and connections. Be a charitable soul and continue to give donations and perform charity. When you make such elevated effort to take such a high jump, you will then be able to become a flying bird and claim a number one in the final result. Slogan. To make the atmosphere powerful with your attitude is the last effort for service. Abhyakt signal. Imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. You top personalities of the world are special and great souls. The speciality of your personality of purity is that every deed you do is filled with greatness. You souls with this spiritual personality don't waste your energy, time or thoughts, but you use everything in a worthwhile way. You souls with such a personality never allow trivial matters to occupy your minds or intellects. Om Shanti.